on the brown.
If one of them had got snake bit in the bushes like that, I don't go out no more.
They were
black canned
them
black
bears up. Uh-huh.
We'd
eat them in the winter. My mother canned some
every time. Yeah. Uh-huh. Can, I can, though. These peaches, all of them didn't get killed. Where I see May peaches, I seen some in the market. I thought all the peaches was gone, but there's some in the market. They just May peaches. When I was the town, I seen some when I was waiting for a few
the last week. I bought me some
magic peppers. That's most all I do, candy, peaches, and apples. And pears, I make mazuz and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my tree out here, my next door neighbor, he's got blown down.
I think some, she wants you to tell about some of the old things happen back in
there. Huh?
I think she wants you to tell about the old things what happened back when your mother was kid and
back
how you were
then.
And
oh yeah. Well, you had an artisan thing back there.
And you know how they used to keep the milk cool?
Mm-mm.
We had cows, you know, and the milk cow. And the milk, we put it in a good old big bucket, you call them these kind of buckets. Churn it, you know. Then put a cold on and let it down in the well, in the water. Mm-hmm. Y'all ever do that?
Yeah.
And that milk would come up so cold and good.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big old ice box, and I can remember we had what we call an ice box.
Yeah.
And we'd keep it out. Unfortunately, go get a big piece of ice and put in there. Mm-hmm.
That's what kept it. Kept it.
Yeah.
What you call
it? Stuff
or my head one. You know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
You put your water,
yeah,
cool water and stuff in it.
Jug, you know, sit it down the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Food too to keep it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now they some got them now, but I don't have mine now. I think Clyde on got it. Clyde
you
on.
Know, long back then, the people would go to town and they would buy stew beef and stuff like that to have for son. And it would, they'd keep it through.
Yeah.
But nowadays, when you come in the door, you better keep on the refrigerator.
You won't have none of
those spots.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And what about the milk? Would you let it sit ever and get thick, or?
Well, when you're chewing sometimes, when you're living down there in the make farm, put in a big tin bucket and put the lid on when you chew it and put a line on and let it go down in the water in the well and keep it cool.
Well, you know,
keep
the milk, you strain the milk when you come in and then you sit it and the cream will rise on it. Now you don't see that.
Yeah.
Cream will rise. My mother would skim that cream off. And they put it in a churn, and they put so much of that sweet milk in it. And in the wintertime, they keep it sitting in the corner by the fireplace, so the clabber. That would have to do first, then it would clabber.
Yeah.
And then that milk ready, and then
the churn dash.
Did you ever eat the clabber?
Yeah, I liked that clabber. I cut that clabber, you know, being thick clabber.
Mm-hmm.
I
liked
that clabber.
It gave you butter. When you're chewing it,
baby,
but all they're chewing now, some boy, I let Mr. Walker, what you call here, my chewing.
They take that butter and wash that butter, pour water on cold water, wash it, and make it into a cake.
Then take it up. Put your little salt in there, we'll take it and whoop it up and whoop that milk out. And there's your
butter.
And put in your laces.
Mm-hmm.
Have laces, people raise laces then. Raise their own stuff. And that kept them away from the store all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you raise the bread, call it wheat, sow it.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the wheat mill.
Flour, make flour.
Hello, yeah.